Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, October 6th, 2024. My newest segment of Markets, a look ahead. And people, that's exactly what we're going to do. A lot of dynamics in play. Let's start off with this. War in the Middle East and the war with Ukraine, Russia is expanding very rapidly. And I want to show you what's happening here. So you got aerospace and defense ETF stocks beating the S&P 500. This is not going to stop. This is part of the military-industrial complex. Again, the buildup to war, the action of war. This mechanism, people, up until recently, again, I'm going to say it, was the number one way that governments, okay, were able to pull cash into the now from the future. Governments of the world are the central banks. Once you understand that, everything you're seeing is going to become very clear to you. Until that time, you'll have no idea of what's actually going on. Now, this is something you and I have called from a long time ago. It's not going to stop. It's going to expand. More people are going to die, more suffering, more pain. And let me tell you something, in case you don't know, we all pay for it, not just in terms of cash and inflation and the destruction of the economies of the world, but we pay for it on a higher level. And it doesn't seem like anybody wants to take any action here. We are being destroyed. Anyway, let's go back to this market real quick. So, as we all know, Friday, yet another record high for the market. And this is getting a lot of attention here with regard to Treasury yields. Treasury yields jump after strong jobs data. This is absolutely fake news. Let me explain this to you. What they're preying on here is your inability, or what they believe is your stupidity, to not understand the flow of cash through the markets. And that's the key to this entire thing. What's happening here, why we, you and I, are witnessing the sell-off in the debt market is quite obvious. Quite obvious to me. It's the promise of more easy money on a scale, people, that you can't even possibly imagine what's in play right now with the Fed, what they're doing, with the presidential puppets playing right into the Fed's game, promising lower rates, a weaker currency. What's happening here, why we're seeing cash leave the debt market here, is it's getting ready to make its way into the stock market. And it's going to push this stock market higher. Record, 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 record. And the faster the economy comes apart, the higher the market's going to go. Now, with that said, I want to outline for you how that mechanism actually works. Why has Greg been saying for years that the faster the economy comes down, the higher the stock market's going to go? Well, I outlined it right here. This is in your inbox again if you subscribe to my free newsletter. Link in the description of this video. This stuff is gold, people. I don't know another way to put it to you. Please get it out there. Share this stuff. I don't just put this out, you know, for myself. This is for you guys and girls to allow you to have a very deep understanding of how this all this stuff works. You understand? My job is what? To keep all of you as far ahead of the curve as I possibly can, and maybe even then some. That's why this information is gold, and I'm going to ask all of you to share it, get it out there. Let's wake up somebody. Let's wake up a few people here. So I want to cover this with you here so you'll understand what's happening in the phenomenon of the global economy cratering as stock markets around the world continue to rage higher. Let's talk about that. So near-term stock market meltdown or and I actually asked, I said, Lions, share this article, man. Get it out there. So let's talk about this, my lovely friends. So the specter of October stock market crashes, where we happen to be right now, looms large in the minds of many. And for good reason. People, I know what's going on here. I continue to get emails and Greg, look at this video and look at what this guy's saying. And look what this girl is saying. I understand. And it's the same phenomenon we see every year. And there's a reason for that. Again, this October phobia here, it's a real thing. So just to name a few regard to events that have occurred here in October, there was the bank panic of 1907, the stock market crash of 1909, Black Monday 1987, and the events also happening in October include the housing meltdown, which precipitated the stock market crash of 2008. So yes, this is a real thing. Now, these events have imprinted a psychological scar upon the minds of the masses, and rightly so. Therefore, every year, just like we're seeing now, when October rolls around, the calls for stock market crashes during this month freaking skyrockets. And you got this YouTuber and that YouTuber and everybody else. Look, man, hold that thought. The anxiety of October, although understandable, must be looked at in the context as to what is driving the stock market price action at that time. Right now, the setup is clear. The sell-off in the debt market that they're telling you is because of the strong jobs data, it's not strong. It's all weak. It's propaganda. It will be revised anyway. Look, man, by their own numbers, hiring here in the United States is at a historic low. We're not adding any jobs, in case you don't know. But this sell-off here in the debt market is a setup for cash to make its way into the stock market. Who in their right mind, unless you're a central bank artificially suppressing rates here, and you're hearing calls from, again, this presidential puppet and that presidential puppet promising you lower rates, which of course means a weaker currency, two economic destroyers. You see, they think you're too stupid to know that. But anyway, this is going to prop up the stock market even more, and I'm going to outline that for you in a second here. Anyway, so this anxiety of October, although understandable, must be looked at in the context of what is driving the market at this time. By closely observing, people, this is a no-brainer here, by closely observing the flow of cash through the markets, we can make very good calls as to what the most likely outcomes of the market are going to be. Of course, there's always the outlying event. For example, how everyone was up in arms and there was this YouTuber and that YouTuber saying, oh, this is it. The foreclosure, it's over. We're all done. And you know how we covered it here. I said in no way was that going to happen. It looks like we nailed that one to the wall. We do have war, this specter of war, vastly expanding war. That, my lovely friends, is going to push the market higher, unfortunately. All right, anyway. So what's driving stock market price action today? It's a no-brainer here. It's the same driver or drivers, again, weaker currency, artificially suppressed rates, since the stock market crash of 2008. The number one market driver remains hyper debt expansion. Currency, the currency that central banks are issuing to the world right now, again, ballooning the world with hyper debt, including currency, while the world economy is contracting at its fastest pace on record. Do you see what they're doing here? It's hyper debt, anyway, which is brought about directly by central bank easy money policy. And what is Kamala promising us? What is Trump promising us? You see how dumb they think you are? Hyper debt expansion, this is a worldwide phenomenon, has triggered what is known as a multiples expansion cycle in the stock market. Does that sound familiar to you? Because I've discussed it, and that's what's happening now. And that's what we're seeing. We just witnessed another record high with regard to the stock market as the economy is contracting at its fastest pace ever in history. You can't make this stuff up. A multiples expansion cycle is the direct result of artificially suppressed rates and therefore a weaker currency. In simple terms, it means that investors are willing to pay more to own the market. Multiple expansion cycles create stock market bubbles. No brainer here, people. Along with massive, and I actually put, look how I wrote, massive price action distortions across the entire spectrum of asset classes. Again, this entire thing is nothing but a distortion. And I mean a distortion on a scale that we've never seen. You could take every single event that has ever happened or occurred in October, every one of them, the bank crash of 1907, the stock market crash of 1929, Black Monday, everything. You could take it all, put it together. It doesn't even come close to what we have right now. Nothing, not even remotely. Anyway, for many years now, I want you to pay attention to this, and you're going to understand why I've been explaining to you that the faster the economy craters, the higher the market's going to go. This should outline it and make it exactly clear to you. Okay, so for many years now, I have explained to the people who follow my work, and yes, and that's you, the faster that the economy craters, the higher the stock market will go. This phenomenon has eluded many, many people. Now, let's see how this mechanism works. I outline it right here for you. In finance and economics, and you know what I'm going to tell you, there are only two people. Listen to me. Listen to what Greg Mannarino is going to say to you right now. You could take everything. You could take the entire spectrum of finance and economics, put them together, and there are only two, just two. This is how simple this is. Fundamental truths, that without these two fundamental truths, and these are fundamental truths, without these two things, you cannot have, again, a strong economy, the promises of a strong economy. It's an illusion. But you see, our loving, caring representatives, including puppets running for president, think you are too dumb to know it. Anyway, here we go. In finance and economics, there are only two fundamental truths, and these are number one, to have a strong economy, you need a strong currency. Duh. And number two, to have a strong currency, you need a corresponding rate of interest as to allow the currency to remain strong. The corresponding rate of interest must be high enough to keep the currency strong. You're not allowed to know these things. No Federal Reserve President is going to tell you this. No politician is going to tell you this. Trump isn't going to tell you this. Kamala, either. She may not know this. I don't know. She's a lawyer. Trump was a business guy. He has now turned himself into a politician. He went to Wharton Business School. He knows that there are only two fundamental truths to finance and economics. Meanwhile, he and Kamala are both selling you the polar opposite, which is exactly what the Fed is doing and what the Fed wants. So you tell me who Trump and Kamala are serving. Are they serving you or are they serving the Federal Reserve? It's a no-brainer here. Anyway, to put this into perspective, artificially suppressed rates in a weak currency are key stock market drivers to the upside. Makes sense to you? Because that's all we've seen since 2008. Again, the Fed jumping in here, artificially suppressing rates, obviously killing the currency more so. The dollar has already lost 98-99% of its purchasing power. They want it all, and they need an entity in the White House that will help them fulfill their goal. And both of them right now are calling for the same thing. Helping the Fed, not you. Anyway, so understanding that this mechanism of artificially suppressed rates and a weaker currency are key stock market drivers to the upside for the economy. For the economy, artificially suppressed rates and a weaker currency have the opposite effect. It's a trade-off. In other words, they're slaughtering the economy and you to keep the market propped up. Period. If you remember, again, during Trump's last tenure, what did he want? He wanted negative rates. He was calling for negative rates, which meant you would have to pay the banks to keep your cash in there. He was also calling for a weaker currency. Obviously, you can't separate one from the other. But he believed that if he tried to sell you that, you wouldn't even know because you'd be too stupid to understand what he's saying. And most people were. It hasn't stopped under Obama, under Trump. Biden took it over. It's not going to change. Whoever is selected, again, they're promising you the same thing. Right now, today, the Federal Reserve and other world central banks have begun an expansive and massive new easy money cycle. This will, for the short run, people, again, I've been telling all of you, after the presidential selection, it's all bets are off. Push more cash into the stock market while at the same time weakening the economy right here. bond market is selling off here. It has nothing to do with strong job data here. It's about investors, institutional investors, now saying, hold on a minute now. We realize the stock market is going to be propped up like you can't believe. Let's put our cash into a place where it's going to gain more in the short run. They can't tell you that. These kinds of headlines are extremely misleading, meant to deceive you. Imagine a scenario where you're being lied to, deceived, told where to look, and propagandized. Well, guess what? That's where you are right now. Now, here's a key. I want to outline this key for you here. Key. Can you see that? Key? All right. Key. What will be sold to you, an unknowing public, by politicians is this. Are you ready? Because you're hearing it right now. We need lower rates, which also means a weaker currency. However, the opposite will happen with regard to the economy. The economy will suffer. Conversely, the illusion of a higher stock market on the back of easy money policy will allow these same politicians, and they're doing it right now, to sell the Federal Reserve's plan. The Federal Reserve's plan to the public, and expanding hyper debt will be the result. Imagine our shock. You mean, really, this is what's actually happening? How about, oh yeah. And you know it is. So what does that tell you? You got this sell-off here in the debt market on the back of, again, why? Because these institutions are looking to jump on this skyrocketing stock market, being fueled by hyper debt, by promises, calls for artificially suppressed rates, a weaker currency, the Federal Reserve's plan. So tell me again how either of these puppets are on your side if they're on the side of the Federal Reserve. People, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, this is not speculation. I'm not guessing. This is exactly what we're being sold, what we're being told, what we're being promised. And the Federal Reserve, the creatures that dwell in the halls of the Federal Reserve, they're laughing. They're laughing at all of us because now they have puppet one and puppet two helping to sell what they want to all of us, which is leading to our demise, our destruction, our extinction. You understand? If you remember the middle class, I can't stress to you enough how under attack you are. If you believe that anything is going to change, meaning that we got these two puppets working right with the Federal Reserve right now, all this is going to do is make the 1 and 2 percenters, like people like Elon Musk, exponentially richer. And who pays for that? You do. How do they get so wealthy? Well, you're supplying their wealth. It gets sucked right out of you and goes right up to the 1 and 2 percenters. That's what this does. It's called the Cantillon effect. Look it up. People, I've been telling you this stuff for I don't know how long. You got to understand what you're looking at. And what we're looking at, again, is a market that's going to go higher, not lower. Not lower this month. No way. Okay? Is it going to waver around? Sure it is. Are we going to get record every day? No. But I can promise you, what's happening right now, well, what we're seeing, this mechanism, every dip is going to be bought by the institutions. Every dip. That means we're buying the dip, me and my lions out here. That means that you are going to be acquiring commodities like they're going out of style. This one in particular, silver, physical silver, the most undervalued asset that has ever existed on the face of the earth here. Crude oil, gaining exposure to commodities across the board. Of course, gold, platinum, palladium as well. Yes, cryptocurrencies as well too, people. Come on, man. But if you got to own one asset, if you're only able to own one, it's going to be this, period. Okay, we're betting against the system. We're betting against hyper debt. And if you think that you've seen it all yet, when you got this freak promising, I promise you lower rates, and they got the other freak promising you the same thing, and then when they're here, you have to understand, when you got Powell, thing, creature, vomitous mess, Fed chair and Lex Luthor and the ghoul of the Fed, when they hear all this stuff, they're laughing in your face. They got puppets working for them, promising the American people exactly what they want. They got us by the throat, people, and they got us by everything else. Are you starting to come around, or are you still lost in some kind of a fairy tale. Fairy tales don't always end nicely. And this one is going to end very, very badly. But we're too smart for this. And we're going to take advantage of every damn thing that comes along. If that means we're going to buy the market, gain exposure to commodities, yes, cryptocurrencies, raise our awareness, start getting the word out as to what's happening here. And start holding people to account. I mean, come on. Why was there not a single question during the debate of the presidential selectees or the VP selectees here? Why not one question about monetary policy? Why not one question about why we're being promised lower rates here? Why? Always ask why. We did hear about dog eating because that's really important. Deceptions, lies, distractions, propaganda, man. That's how stupid they think you are. It's insulting on an epic scale. This guy's getting out of here, people. You know what kind of a society we have? What institutions have forced upon us, including puppets, too. They want you to regurgitate or memorize the lines that are fed to you. And then move as directed. In other words, you are controlled. You understand? Not you and me, though, that follow this blog. We're not controlled because we see through it all. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what has happened here. The dumbing down of society. The mind brainwashing. The psyop. It's unbelievable. I've never seen this before in my near 60 years of life. Yes, I am 50 freaking 9 years old. And I have never seen anything like this before. Never even heard of it. But again, if you think it's going to end now or it's going to change, when either one of these two puppets, because that's all they are, and they're traitors, both of them, because they're working for the Fed, working with the Fed, calling for lower rates is exactly what the Fed wants to fulfill their endgame. How do you think a central bank gains their stranglehold on the world by issuing debt, their only product to all of us? And what does it mean when a presidential selectee is promising you lower rates? It means, obviously, the Fed gets to get in here and buy it all. You can't just say it. The Fed just can't say, hey, well, guess what? We're going to lower rates. They have to get into the market and make it happen. They have to create the cash out of nothing, buy the debt, keep bond yields suppressed, lower rates, and obviously destroy the currency. And that's really helping you, isn't it? How's it working out so far? Wow. All right, guys and girls, I'm going to let you all go, man. That's it. Please enjoy the rest of your day, people. But keep these things in mind and watch what's about to happen because you're just not going to believe it. All right, I'm out of here. Love you all, people. Please get this stuff out there. Share it. And I said, this isn't your inbox, man. It's gold. Your inbox, right? I don't write these things for myself. This is going to show up in a bunch of publications, including the Trends Journal, but you guys and girls get it first, okay? Because I take care of you. I always take care of you. I have your best interest in mind always. You, my friends, you are my priority. You understand? And I will never, ever let you down. A promise from the heart, all right? Until we meet again in the morning, take care of yourselves and each other.